Thank you, Tara. Good afternoon, Colin. This is Gail. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. And excuse my pup with his yap in the background.
That's okay.
Clearly, I work remotely.
Nowadays, everybody works remotely. That's all right.
Yep, absolutely. It's amazing, actually, how things have shifted in the last couple of years. It's still kind of mind-blowing. Yeah, of course. It would be kind of hard to do garage doors if you were stuck at home, I would expect.
Yeah.
So, Colin, it looks like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing we were filling out on Google today. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have along the way, get pricing for you, of course. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough?
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Awesome. So one of the first things, actually, that we'll do is we'll close off the Louisville area for the category of garage doors. So that'll cover repair and install, of course, service, I guess I should say, and install. And then we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors to that map section. So Honest Overhead Door is the only company that we'll be placing in that map section on Google. Is that making sense so far?
Yes, it is.
Okay, awesome. And then, of course, we do all of the programming that's necessary so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, and we'll pull all of your services out and use them as keywords so that you're found for all of those keywords right in that map section anytime they're searching. And then they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. And we don't charge for them. So clicks, calls, leads, however you want to classify them, are all, they're unlimited. We don't charge for them. Now, I was just taking a look to see what you had so far for online presence, and I couldn't find a Google Business profile for you. Is that something that you sent in for yet, Colin?
I have not, no. I haven't actually considered using Google or being on Google just because from what I've heard from my friend, he's saying it's a lot more money and it's a lot more hassle getting on there and all that stuff. So I really haven't even looked into it, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, and, you know, it used to be extremely expensive, and affordability has been just amazing the last few years. So I used to be in construction. I owned a remodeling company here in Colorado, and when I was buying services like this to get on the first page of Google, it was running several thousand. I mean, it was one of them. I was paying $2,000 a month. It was insane.
Wow.
It's nowhere near that anymore. And plus, you're new in business, being you're under 5 years in age. So that's going to let me apply some nice credits that'll get you good discounts too. So that'll help you out. We'll get you affordable for sure. So wow, you'd never thought about being on the first page of Google. I guess I'd have to say in your wildest dreams, since you hadn't considered it, what would that have looked like for you? What had you even thought about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I know that everything that I even possibly look for or want in life, I go to Google and I type it in first, and that's the first thing that pops up. Is I don't look for websites or anything like that. I look strictly for the ones that are listed. I think there's like three or four that it shows, and you can click more. When I think of Google Verified and being on Google, I picture whenever people look up garage door repair or anything like that, they see my name just right there and pop up. And with my name being Honest, because I am honest about pricing and stuff, and I'm not there to get the most amount of money I can, I'm just there to get them taken care of and earn their business for life. I feel like that would be my success. It's just at the same time as like Angie's and Home Advisor and Thumbtack are what I'm currently using now, and they have given me the runaround. It has been a headache. I haven't really made any money. at all.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry they got a hold of you. I hear that quite often, and honestly, the same thing happened to me with the same company. I'll just kind of leave it there. We could probably compare notes all day, I would bet. But I am so sorry that they've done that to you too. It irks me when that happens, because I know firsthand how it is, and you probably, I mean, you definitely do seem honest, and you're a 5 out of 5 star rated company. So that just completely backs that up. You probably just want to bring business in. You want something to work, I would guess.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, I'm probably still going to keep at least some tech open if I get something else. But I mean, if I see my company starts taking off with Google, then I would cancel completely all that. So Google's where I want to end up. I'm not worried about the huge corporation, big, huge warehouse and all that. All I got is just me, myself. I'm just my own company by myself. Just taking on whoever needs it.
Perfect. Well, and you are absolutely right, Colin. So what we do is all of the programming that's needed, from website to Google Business Profile, any of your socials, we tie all of that together, and we basically bundle it up in a neat little box of data for Google, tie it off with a bow, and send it off to them. And then that is exactly what happens, is when someone is searching for your services, you come up right in the map section. And same as you, the rest of the world, they typically don't look for websites. Some people do, and it's nice to have, just so you can kind of showcase your work for the person that wants to look at it. In fact, I'm going to put a message into our tech now that we're talking about it. I noticed you didn't have a website, so I'm going to put a message into our tech team and see if we could get a website built for you. If we can, it won't cost you anything. Absolutely. It won't cost you anything. We build, host, and maintain for our partners, because it is often such an important component, like for the person that wants to go look. It just adds that credibility, I guess, to the business. So I'll check on that for you. But then, yes, they see you in the map. Like everybody else, like you just mentioned, they don't really even look for a website. They look, are you listed on Google? And then they're just going to click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls. They all go right to you. And, of course, they're not going to your competitors, like probably the Angie's leads are. By the time when the lead gets to you, they're in the moment of when they're actually actively looking to buy. So it makes them a much higher quality lead. And you don't find that the other contractors already got there and lowballed your price too by the time you get there. So that sounds like that'll help you out a little bit more too, that being the case.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then, of course, in that map section, there are usually room for between 3 and 5 different businesses, and we'll do the programming so that you appear there. Now, look, how long have you been on Angie's?
About 2-3 weeks.
Oh, wow, even that short of time, and you've had such bad luck already.
Oh, babe. I've even tried to cancel my membership, and because there's no contract or anything. But when I tried, they said, "Well, you waited past your 7 days to get your refund back." But the reason I told them I didn't want to even activate the account was because I didn't have the money for my parts yet, and I wanted to hold off. And they kept talking me down, saying, "Well, you can pause your leads." And they didn't tell me that there would be a date that I couldn't get that back if I didn't like service or anything like that. So by the time I got my parts and I wasn't happy with it, just seeing how it was ran, they just told me they would credit me the membership fee on my account for my leads. And it was either that or cancel it. And either way, I lost. So I went ahead and just let them keep it, give me the credits, so I'm not paying for the leads at the moment. But as soon as the leads credits go, you know, up, then I'm going to cancel them and just use Thumbtack for now.
Good for you. Good for you. I know that's probably the best way to go. So
if I cancel them, I got nothing. You know, I've got to make something to at least get by.
Right, exactly. If you can scrape off a few, you know, anything helps, of course.
If I can catch them, they're hard.
Yeah. I hear you. It's, I mean, a lot of times you call them.
I've only had one drop that I got last night, and it's only probably because it was 10 p.m. whenever it came in, and I called the guy immediately. And he said he was calling him at the same time. But since he talked to me, he said, go ahead and come out tonight, and I got him taken care of last night. Super excited, super happy. So, I mean, that's the only thing I've gotten in 2.5-3 weeks.
Wow. Well, let's get you on something better then. Definitely. So let me give you an idea of timeline too, Colin. So now assuming, let's call today day one, the day we get you set up and going. So between now and about 7 days, your reporting dashboard is going to come online. So the reporting dashboard is an area on our system that you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us, things like that. So there's all kinds of data in there that'll help you run your business and know where your marketing dollars are going and where your sales are coming from. So that'll help you out that way. And then we'll also get you out to all of the directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, just for example, there are up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you listed to. So that's going to help bring in some new business as well. We'll also do your onboarding call in that time. I actually like to do that at your earliest convenience. Today, of course, is shot, so we'd be looking at tomorrow. But we like to get to work as soon as we get you set up. So we'll do that as soon as you can fit it in for us. And then between now and about 14 days out, assuming we're doing a website for you, your website will come online. And then if we're doing any paid ads for you, Google ads, Facebook ads, those would come online in that time. And then overall, for appearing on the first page on the map, usually takes between 30 and 45 days total. And just to kind of give you an idea, it's actually lightning fast as far as industry standards go. The industry standards to get you to the first page of Google is usually about 6 to 9 months. So most companies will ask you to pay for 6 or 9 months before you ever see first page. Kind of like you almost forgot you did it by the time you actually get there. It takes so long. We're really quick about it. But I just wanted you to know that there's that 30 to 45 days. So keeping your thumbtack and possibly your Andes if you're getting anything from there in the meantime is probably a good idea until we've got you on that first page so that you're not left with nothing while we're getting things rolling on this end. And of course, your website will be up sooner, so you can get that out. You might get some traffic from that too. And Google Business Profile, not to worry. We'll get that going for you. We don't charge for that, and neither does Google. But we'll get that going and set up for you. And then my tech just answered me. Let me see what he's got for me. Oh, good. Okay, so we do have openings over on the tech side. So that means that we can build a website for you, Colin. So it'll be on a .com domain name, something that you like that works for your business. And it'll be 100% about Honest Overhead Door Company. So your photos, your contact information, we'll write the content for you so that it's keyworded to give you the best visibility. And we'll also build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. That's going to help you on that first page too. And then we'll also put a tool on there that'll help you gather Google reviews. And of course, as you know, it's one of the things that people kind of look for when they see you in the map is, do you have any reviews? So we'll put a tool on there to help you gather those too. And I have no doubt you're going to be 5 out of 5 stars, just like I'm already seeing here.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you certainly, it appears that you definitely do good work. So
I love what
get
I do.
What's that?
I said I love what I do.
Do you? That's awesome.
That's awesome.
What is it that you like so much? Just curious.
Just garage doors in general. I started off as a sales rep back 4 or 5 years ago in a garage door company, and then I learned all the parts, learned how to sell it, learned what the pricing was, and then I moved up to pricing manager where I helped the tech sell the job. If they couldn't close it, I would talk to the customer. So, I mean, I've got every, and then now I'm a tech, and then now I'm in my business. So I literally started from the bottom and built myself to where I wanted to be when I'm ready to do this the right way. So, I mean, it's what I want to do. I don't ever get tired of it unless I'm too busy. If I'm too busy, you get burnt out. But at the same time, I wake up the next day and I'm ready to go again. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's such a great story, Colin. I love that. I don't get to hear that side of it very often. And one of my passions is helping people grow their business. I love to watch other people succeed. It's what I love. So hearing that side of it, wow, that's an amazing story. Thank you. I appreciate this here. That's cool. All right, so let's get this affordable for you, Colin. Are you using Facebook at all currently for business?
My personal Facebook, yeah. I thought about making a company Facebook, but I just want to make sure I've got everything, my ducks in a row before I do that so I don't look kind of shiesty, like there's not much to inform people or give people, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. And I'm kind of leaning toward one of our starter packages where we wouldn't worry about Facebook just yet. So I'm glad we're on the same page. So what we can do, just kind of keep in mind, when you're ready to launch that Facebook business page and you want to grow some more, let me know and we'll talk about advertising on Facebook. It's super, super cheap, and it's easy to add on later. But I'm thinking for now, since we need to keep it affordable, especially given what's going on with the Angie service, we're going to go with a starter package, and then we're going to work you up from there. Does that sound like a good route to go?
Yeah, what are we looking at on that?
Yep, absolutely. So let me look. I'm going to pull up retail, and then I'm going to apply some credits to it for you to get your rate down to where it's more affordable. I never like retail. And on days like today where we've got a listing that we've got a one-day window on, like garage doors for the Louisville area, they let us apply our discounts. So other days we don't get to apply them. Now, pricing is on a month-to-month basis, so meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, then there's no need to lock you into a lengthy contract. I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah.
What's that? Okay.
I was saying, don't do contracts because you don't want me to be worried about being locked into something if it's not working. That totally makes sense.
Okay, good, good. I always have to make sure, you know, some people love their contracts.
I don't like contracts either. Yeah.
Okay, good. I mean, we'll give you an agreement, I guess you'd have to call it, but it's what we do for you. It's not the other way around. So, good. Okay. And then, of course, we don't charge for leads, clicks, or calls. They're unlimited. We don't filter or screen them. So, you see, so normal retail for Texas is $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let's get your credits applied here. And let me double check that. That just didn't look right. It took an awful lot off. Okay, it's telling me it's right. I double checked. So your credits applied brings you down to $249 a month. And then it drops your setup fee from $299 down to $99. So the setup fee is a one-time only, and you'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $249 on a month-to-month basis, and that covers everything we talked about. All of those directory listings will do the programming so that you appear in the map section anytime someone's searching for your services. We'll get your Google Business Profile up and programmed will build, host, and maintain your website for you. Very simple. And that sounds like that's going to help you grow quite a lot better, right, Colin?
It does. Sounds a little too good to be true just because of what I've been told with Angie and Thumbtack. They were both $300 to start, and I just paid $300 this morning to start Thumbtack, and because I didn't get my background set sent in already. I guess I don't know what's going on with them. They're slow, and
maybe I can
discount the second I paid them the $300. It was open for me to use until I paid the deposit to start, and then they locked me out.
So, no way.
I don't get paid till tomorrow from my brother-in-law. I've been doing side jobs with him. But I definitely will have 100. How do I know this is – okay, so my main thing is going to be how effective is this going to be and when do I – should I start expecting a call about a repair? Because, I mean, the price a month for that fee is definitely well worth it because you guys are doing my advertisement, and that's another big reason that I'm not good with the advertisement. I'm great with customers. I'm not good on that thinking side of how to build my advertisement, make it sound good and look great.
Oh,
and never have a strong asset on that side. But how long does it take for me to receive a call once you guys get your fee and start the process?
Excellent question. So you may see results sooner. So in that 30 to 45 days that it typically takes to get you on the first page, our biggest delay is usually the Google Business Profile, and that's because we have to wait for snail mail. So it can take anywhere from 7 to 10, 12 days, somewhere in that range. So we'll tell Google that you exist and you need your GBP. They send you a postcard in the mail. Once you get that, then there's a verification code on there that we'll need, and we send that code back to Google. And then they verify you so that they can show you on first page. So if that goes faster, then usually the rest of the timeline goes faster. We don't stop until we've got all of our programming done and everything over to Google. So realistically, just to be on the safe side, I would say 30 to 45 days. But if the snail mail happens a little bit faster, and sometimes it does. I've seen it happen really quick. Within just a couple of days, you get it, and then, boom, we're off to the races. If that happens sooner, then everything else can happen sooner, too. But just kind of, I guess, keep in mind the worst case would be 30 to 45 days. And then, of course...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, of course, in the meantime... You know, you may get calls from those directory listings, too. Yelp is a biggie. It's out there everywhere. MapQuest is another biggie. Same thing. You can't spit and miss them. So they're everywhere, too. And then, of course, all the other directories. So you may get some calls from those, too, before you actually appear on first page.
What I'm concerned about on that case is that I'll pay the $99 to start, and you guys will build everything, but within the 45 days, I'll owe another $249 or something like that. And if I don't have any calls even come in for another month, then that means that total I'll be paying almost $600 with not really receiving any calls while still being on the front page of Google.
So almost. So to get started, we do first month and then that setup fee. And then, of course, we get to work on all of your programming, get your website built, get you out to all the directories. And then, yes, so from there, the following month would just be that flat $249. And you're also locked in with those discounts. So regardless of what our retail does later on down the road, you're still locked in at that $249 with your discounts. So it's not like it's a promotional rate that's going to go up later on. You're literally locked in for life at that. I was just thinking, too, Colin, let me try something here. I keep forgetting that it's October. It just doesn't – our leaves aren't changing yet, so it doesn't feel like October, so I keep forgetting. We have a breast cancer awareness promo code, and I didn't use it, so let me give that a whirl here. And make sure to apply it on top of your others. I know it'll work because it's October, except let's see what it does. It usually will knock $50 off. See if that'll help you too. Oh, perfect. So it did. It worked. I was worried about it not working on top of your other discounts, but it did. So that actually brought your monthly down to $199. And same thing, you still be locked in there with those discounts for life. So then it would just be $199 for your first month and subsequent, of course, and then the one-time $99. So that gets a little bit better for you. Hopefully that'll kind of help kind of ease you in.
Perfect. Let me see here. So the job that I did last night, Angie still hasn't paid me for it. If I can get that payment in and that hits my account, it's still not there, then I would just pay it right now. Like, I promise you I'd pay it right now. How can I get in touch with you guys and call you back to get this set up? I'm just more nervous about losing money to the wrong people, you know?
Right, exactly. So let me do this. We're actually, our call center is getting ready to close down for the day. So that means the listing's not going to sell today. So that means I can hold it overnight. So what I'm going to do, it's an internal thing, but I'm going to hold it, and I'm going to hold it open with your discounts on there so that we can do this tomorrow. Normally, I wouldn't be able to do that. It just happens. We just connected at the right time today that we were closing. So that's a good thing. So I'll hold the listing for you. What time tomorrow do you think would be good, Colin?
I'll be with my brother-in-law at 8 in the morning. So if I have to, I'll have him send it directly over to me or give it to me in cash, and I'll run to the bank. So if you can give me at least till 10 a.m., he'll just hold it for me. Like I said, if you guys can guarantee me, I'll get some calls, and this will be better than the experience I've had with Angie and Thumbtack. I'm so 100% down with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you if we didn't do what we say we're going to do. It's a biggie for me personally. I wouldn't sleep at night. Let me do this, Colin. I'm going to text you my direct contact info, and I'm also going to text you, the exact price and package that you're getting. That way you've got everything in writing and it's right there. I have to apologize though. The text is going to be like a book. But I'm going to send that over. That way you've got all of that and you've got it in writing too. Okay, that's on its way over too. So let me know if those two texts make it. The first one's probably already there. That was a shorty.
Gotcha. I got it.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And then, so if things fall into place for you before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, great. Go ahead and give me a call. Otherwise, I'll just call you at 10 and then I'll keep this open until then. We won't be working on it right away in the morning, being that it'll be a holdover. So we'll be all right until 10 o'clock. We'll be fine there. Sounds good, Colin?
Yeah, that spot will at least be held open for me, so that way I can get. Because I guarantee you, as long as you're saying is true, you'll have the payment. We can get set up because I need the advertisement. I need to be on Google. That way, I can actually receive. I don't want to have to worry about calling customers out to try and get them. If customers can just call me, I can answer and get care of. I can even quote them on the. I mean, whatever I need to do. I need it done the right way, and this is a hassle. So.
Well, and it's so much better when they're calling you rather than you chasing them down and then trying to elbow through four or five other contractors at the same time. That's just ridiculous. So, yeah, now, absolutely.
Now, my other buddy who owns this company, he's been trying to do the same thing. So could I refer you over to him and have him give you a call maybe tomorrow and talk to him as well?
Absolutely. As long as he doesn't do garage doors in your 50-mile radius, then we can work with him.
He does do garage doors, but not necessarily my areas. But he's like in Arlington, which is kind of somewhat close. But you could just tell him that. I don't care about that.
Okay, you got it. Absolutely. I'd be happy to talk with him. Happy to set this up for him too. And in fact, being that he'll be a referral from you, even if we don't have that area open for programming, which would mean we normally would be at retail, because he's a referral from you, I can actually use our discounts. So I can get him into the same price range that you're in too, which is kind of an oddity. We don't get to do that all the time. So yeah, for sure. Be happy to help him, Colin.
Awesome. Thank you, Gil.
You're welcome. So I'll hold this for you and we'll talk tomorrow morning and we'll get you all set up and on your way to some good leads.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You have a good night and we'll talk to you in the morning.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Thank you, Colin. Bye-bye.